I'm David Brancaccio. This morning, we'll get the latest report on income, poverty, and health insurance from the Census Bureau. The figures cover the before times, the very different world of 2019. We see with our own eyes now the pandemic's effects. The census figures play a role in federal assistance. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
The poverty rate measures the percentage of people who don't earn enough to get by in this economy. The income cutoff, called the poverty threshold, is just over $26,000 a year for a family of four. Economist Bruce Meyer at the University of Chicago says that, in turn, is used
to allocate literally more than $1 trillion in government payments.
The poverty line determines eligibility for a host of federal aid programs, including Head Start and school lunches, SNAP, formerly known as food stamps, children's health insurance, family planning, parts of Medicaid, legal aid. Valerie Wilson at the Economic Policy Institute says with pandemic job losses,
the reduced income for a larger number of people will mean that more people are eligible for various programs.
Wilson says job and income loss has been greatest among low-income workers of color, especially women. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.